ज्ञानमिदंडस्य ज्ञानांजनाचलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपाकदामय्यं ददाति स्वापतन्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुथापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं ठं सजीवं साद्वैतं सवदूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनाबन्धु जगत्पथे गोपेशा गोपिका खांडा राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशकल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे नमा ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्यदेशधारिणे I am sincerely grateful, honored, and very happy to be with all of the assembled devotees today. Thank you so very much for coming. My very special gratitude to the devotees from the Ukraine who have joined us. Let us all today offer our sincerest heartfelt prayers to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath for the well-being, the protection, and for blessings to shower upon all of our brothers and sisters in Ukraine. It is a time of war. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur he illustrated the spirit of preaching in his immortal words that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared war against Maya. Sometimes we just imagine or play with the word war, but really what it is. Unless we're really subjected to being within a war, we cannot understand the trauma, the danger, and the seriousness of it. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he is explaining in this phrase that Maya has attacked us. Not only has she attacked us, but she's consuming control over the whole world. And Krishna consciousness is declaring war against the supreme great oppressor. We have been subjugated, we have been attacked, and now war means we're responding. And he also explained that really we have two choices. Either we surrender to Maya or we surrender to Krishna. But in order to surrender to Krishna, we have to accept the war against Maya. So war is a very serious thing. And Srila Prabhupada has created a worldwide society. The society that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu dreamed of and predicted. Where Bhaktivinoda Thakur so beautifully described, when will that day be when devotees from India join with their brothers and sisters from Russia and from America and from Europe and from Africa and from all over the world to raise their arms and chant Jai Sachinanda and chant the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu together. So yes, beyond nationalistic, geographic, race, religion, social status, all these things are material considerations. Teachings of Lord Chaitanya is meant to rise us above them, to recognize that we are all eternal souls. And we're part of Krishna. And to love Krishna and to serve Krishna is Sanatan Dharma. It is the eternal nature of the soul. And in this state, we are all brothers and sisters. And especially among devotees who are all the children and the grandchildren of Srila Prabhupada, we are very intimately, especially brothers and sisters. And if anyone is in need or in danger, then as a whole worldwide society, we should be there with our prayers, with our well wishes, and with whatever we can do. So at this time, there are thousands of very, very sincere, dedicated, pure-hearted devotees in Ukraine. In many ways, it's the most successful country in the entire world for our movement spreading. And at this time, we're not taking political sides because that's not really what we do, but we are truly deeply the well-wishers praying for the safety and for blessings upon all these wonderful, wonderful devotees. So let us offer this prayer. Where I am, today is the disappearance day of Srila Ishwarapuri. Perhaps it is tomorrow in India. But in the spiritual world, time is conspicuous by its absence. And it may, because these wonderful pastimes of the Lord are nitya lila, they are eternal pastimes. Any day we speak them is through sound vibration, it becomes the day. I'd like to speak for a few minutes on this subject. It is very special, the disappearance day of Ishwarapuri is right in between Advaitacharya's appearance day, Nityananda Prabhu's appearance day, and Gaur Purnima, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it's so beautiful that we celebrate him in between Advaita Nitai and Mahaprabhu, because he was in many ways the link between them all. Ishwarapuri was the guru of Advaitacharya. He is the guru of Nityananda Prabhu, and he is the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We first read about Ishwarapuri when Lord Nityananda Prabhu was on his pilgrimage for approximately 20 years after he left his home in Ekachakra. He left with a sannyasi, and gradually, just by himself, he went to the holy places of pilgrimage. Vrindavan Das Thakur describes, although he descended into this world, Paramakaruna Pahundui Jana Nitai Gaura Chandra, especially to spread the glories of Vrindavan and Krishna Bhakti through the holy names of the Lord. But he never preached until he received an instruction from Lord Chaitanya to do so. He was simply going from place to place. He left Ekachakra. He went down all the way. There's descriptions. He went to Rameshwaram, Kanyakumari, up the western. Eventually he went to Badrikashram, Gangotri, Yamunotri, Dwarka, Pandarapur, Vrindavan. But while he was in the western part of India, he met with Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was also on a pilgrimage, taking some of his principal disciples with him. The love that was shared between Madhavendra Puri and Nityananda Prabhu, the honor and the respect, it was a manifestation of the spiritual world. Ishwarapuri, a primary disciple of Madhavendra Puri, was serving his guru at that time and was present. And it is described, Ishwarapuri, Brahmananda Puri, they were struck with wonder to see the ecstatic love that was shared between Nityananda Prabhu and Madhavendra Puri. And from that time, Ishwarapuri had the highest love and respect for Lord Nityananda. The Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita describes when Madhavendra Puri was in his last days. His body was so ill and weak that he could not get up from his bed. He could not really do anything physically for himself. Ishwara Puri, he was a great Brahmin by birth, profound scholar of the Vedas, and he was an empowered sannyasi. Yet he took it as the greatest treasure of his life to serve his guru. He served in the most menial, simple, possible ways. Srila Prabhupada often quoted this section of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ishwara Puri took care of the physical bodily needs of his guru. He washed him. He bathed him. Because Madhavendra Puri could not stand up, Ishwara Puri, with his own hands, he lovingly and gratefully cleaned urine and the stool from the body of his guru. Later on, we also find how Narottam Das Thakur, he would clean the urine and stool from his guru, Lokanath Goswami. And he considered this to be the greatest wealth and treasure of his entire life. This spirit of being a servant of a servant of the servant, in this mood, is what our parampara is. Ishwara Puri not only cleaned the urine and the stool and did the most menial tasks for Madhavendra Puri, but he was constantly chanting Shri Radha and Krishna's names and glories for the pleasure of his spiritual master. Madhavendra Puri was so pleased with him. These two services that he rendered are so instructive. He was chanting Krishna's names, pastimes, and glories. And what made it so meaningful to Madhavendra Puri, his chanting, and what empowered him so greatly to please Krishna through his chanting, was his menial service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us, Gopi Bhartur Pudukamalayura Dasa Dasanu Das, that we should identify not with any of our roles or our positions, whether they be biologically or socially or spiritually. That is not what a Vaishnav does. We play our roles in a way to please our Guru and Krishna. But the only identity that we take serious is that we are a servant of a servant of a servant of the Lord of the Gopis. When we have that mood, we can properly chant the holy names. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established the Sankirtan movement among his devotees, he gave an instruction of how they should chant. And that's where this beautiful verse manifested in our scriptures. To be humble more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, eager to offer all respect to others and not expect respect for oneself. In this mood, we could chant the name constantly, because it is through the servant of the servant service attitude that Krishna is pleased to actually give us a taste for the holy names and actually give us entrance into his beautiful pastimes as we're chanting. Some Siddhir Haditoshanam. Whatever our varna, whatever our ashram, whatever our position, whatever situation we are in this world, to please Krishna is the goal of life. And whatever situation comes upon us, how can I please Krishna? What can I be doing to please Krishna? What should I be thinking, feeling, speaking to please Krishna? It is the goal of our life. Om apavitra apavitro va sarvavastam kadopi va yasmaret pundarikaksham sabayabhyantarasukuchi. Whether we're pure or impure, or even passing through all the various situations of life, times of happiness, times of distress, times of drought, times of rain, flood, times of peace, times of war, times of honor or dishonor, pleasure or pain, times when we're celebrating a loved one's newborn child, and times when we're mourning a loved one's death. In all these situations, how can I please Krishna? Apaya charana ravindare bhajahure mana sri nandan nandana abhaya charana ravindare. My dear mind, please take shelter of and worship Krishna, the son of Nanda. Because by pleasing Krishna, we become fearless. Because we know, you know, birth, death, old age, disease, they're all inevitable. But if I please Krishna, that is the ultimate victory. And that is a victory that is within the control of each and every one of us, to choose to please Krishna. And in these beautiful verses that we are referring to today, which are at the heart of our whole teaching, pleasing Krishna is to sincerely be the servant of a servant of a servant, and to sincerely take shelter of chanting the names and the glories of the Lord. They are so much inseparable for the pleasure of Krishna. And in the case of this magnificent instruction of Ishwara Puri, he was serving Madhavendra Puri when Madhavendra Puri was in the greatest physical need. Ultimately, he's transcendental, he's fully liberated, he's the very seed of the great tree of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. It is described that Madhavendra Puri is the seed of the tree of Lord Chaitanya's mercy, and Madhavendra Puri was the first shoot who actually watered and nourished that seed. And Lord Chaitanya became the tree and the trunk, and manifested limitless branches. But But as a matter of instruction, Madhavendra Puri was in need physically. And Ishwara Puri served him. And there was nothing high or low. What's high is to please Krishna, and what's low is to not please Krishna. That's all. Everything else is only a detail. Madhavendra Puri was so pleased to see his disciple valuing the treasure of humble service and tasting the sweetness of the holy names. Madhavendra Puri, on his deathbed, just before passing away from this world, he embraced Ishwara Puri. And with tears of ecstatic affection, he blessed him. He said, "My son, I bless that you will be a great devotee and lover of Krishna. May Krishna bestow upon you the supreme treasure of ecstatic love." It was at that time that Ishwara Puri manifested the highest ecstasies of ecstatic love. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives great emphasis to a lesson that Madhavendra Puri so strongly taught all of his followers for all time to come. While he was on his deathbed, there was a learned scholar, initiated disciple, and sannyasi, very similar to Ishwara Puri in all of the external circumstances, a Brahmin. His name was Ramchandra Puri. He saw his godbrother Ishwara Puri rendering this menial service, and he witnessed his guru crying like a child for his mother in separation from Radharani and Krishna. He was crying, "O Lord of Mathura, you have left me. You have gone. What shall I do? What shall I do?" He was repeating this verse again and again. And as he was repeating this verse, Ishwara Puri was just chanting Krishna's names and massaging his guru, because he recognized, "My guru is in the highest state of ecstatic love and separation." And please understand how extraordinary this is, because in the parampara of Lord Brahma through Madhvacharya, this conjugal mood of ecstatic love and separation was not revealed, was not manifested until Madhavendra Puri. So what was Ishwara Puri and Ramachandra Puri seeing? Besides the most esoteric, deepest parts of the Srimad Bhagavatam, like the Uddhava Gita or the song to the bumblebee, the ecstatic emotions of the love and the separation of Srimati Radharani were really not practiced by the acharyas. Madhavendra Puri was the first in this line. So in that sense, Ramachandra Puri didn't have much reference to understand the apparently pathetic mood of his guru crying. And due to his false ego, he judged his guru to be like a material person and decided, I'm going to help my guru. He said, if you're not seeing Krishna, if you're crying in separation from Krishna, then don't be sad, because Aham Brahmasmi, you are Brahman. You are an eternal soul. You are full of bliss. Just enjoy the bliss of being Brahman. Madhavendra Puri, he was so dissatisfied because he was seeing such a state of false ego. Yes, he was a Brahmin. Yes, he was a scholar of the Vedas. Yes, he was a sannyasi. But if all those things make you proud, then it's all a disqualification. Madhavendra Puri was not just speaking to Ramchandra Puri. He was teaching one of his final lessons to the entire world. And if we want to enter into that ecstatic mood of prema bhakti that he has manifested through Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the whole Parampara, then we have to cross the bridge of learning this lesson before we can actually, before we can cross that river of Maya and enter into the land of pure devotion. We have to cross this bridge of not unnecessarily finding fault with others due to false ego. Madhavendra Puri said, I am feeling separation from my beloved Krishna. I am yearning and longing to be reunited with Krishna. Krishna has left me, and my heart is broken in love for him. And this rascal has come to tell me to be happy thinking of Brahman. Go anywhere you like. I reject you. I withdraw whatever mercy is there. I never want to see your face. So here we find the same time, the same little bed, in the same circumstance. Ishvara Puri is getting the ultimate blessing, and Ramachandra Puri is losing his blessings. And what was the result for Ramachandra Puri? He never thought he was wrong. Even after his Guru Maharaj left this world, he never thought he was wrong. Such a false ego. But because he displeased Guru and displeased Krishna, what was his punishment? It doesn't describe that he got cholera or leprosy. He got a disease worse than that. He caught the disease of fault finding. He actually relished finding faults in others. And he was always seeing faults in others. He wasn't just artificially making up things. He was seeing faults in everyone. That is the curse that Krishna put on him for displeasing his guru. He criticized other devotees. He made small things into big things. He would criticize them if they were not following etiquette according to certain, you know, Smriti Shastras. He was criticizing devotees because they ate too much or ate too little. Somehow or other, if you want to find faults in others, Krishna will reveal. Krishna tells, I reciprocate according to how you approach me. And Krishna's in the heart of devotees. Krishna will reciprocate in the hearts of his devotees too. If you look for faults, you'll see faults. If you look for the good, you'll find good. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, if you want to look for the black spots on the beautiful full moon, then you'll criticize the moon. If you're looking at the beautiful light of the moon, then the spots really won't matter. And it's, you know, how the scriptures praise the moon. The Rasleela was on Sarat Purnima. Lord Chaitanya was born on Gaur Purnima. Krishna is Vrindavan Chandra. Or I'm seeing in front of me Krishna Chandra Prabhu, who's named after Krishna Chandra. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Gaura Chandra. And Lord Ram is Ramachandra. And Lord Nityananda is Nitai Chandra. So what elegance of glorification of the moon. That means so nourishing, you know, the vegetation of the world. And Krishna's most intimate pastimes he chooses to do under the full moonlight. So what will we gain by just being aggravated and disturbed and criticizing the moon for the spots? But that was Ramchandra Puri. He was finding faults with devotees so much. And because if you find faults with the devotees, you find faults with the Lord. In the beautiful story of Ambarish Maharaj, Durvasa Muni, he was seeing nothing but fault in Ambarish Maharaj on the basis of his subjective, you know, ego. But when he went to Vishnu from shelter for the Sudarshan, Vishnu said, I am in the hearts of my devotees. Why? Because the devotees always keep me in their hearts, and I always keep my devotees in my heart. So if you criticize a devotee, you're criticizing me. If you're harming my devotees, you're harming me. This is an eternal principle. He said, I cannot give you forgiveness, but I can easily forgive you if Ambarish forgives you. Such a state. So here was Ramchandra. Because he criticized devotees so much, he ended up finding faults and criticizing publicly Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just see Lord Chaitanya. Of course, he didn't call him that. The incident was Lord Chaitanya was eating very, very little, and the devotees were crying and weeping and begging him to accept food from them. And just to please his devotees, Lord Chaitanya started accepting food for them. And when Ramchandra Puri saw this, he started criticizing Sri that Chaitanya is eating too much. He calls himself a sannyasi, he's eating too much. The devotees were mad as fire toward Ramchandra Puri. But Lord Chaitanya, he said, no, he is my guru's godbrother. I can only respect him. What a lesson Mahaprabhu was teaching. He said, from today on, I'll only eat a small palmful of rice. And when he was doing that austerity, Ramchandra Puri, he was looking for faults. He came to see Lord Chaitanya one day at the Gambir, and he saw a few little ants crawling around. And for those of you who have been in Puri, there are ants everywhere. It's the nature of Puri with all the sand and the heat and the ocean. There's a lot of ants. He saw an ant and thought, because Lord Chaitanya is secretly behind closed doors eating sweets, he's a hypocrite. But these ants are coming because the crumbs of that sugar is on the floor. And Lord Chaitanya continued to offer all respect to Ramchandra Puri. He never defended himself. And he didn't even want his devotees to say anything against him. Lord Chaitanya was teaching such a principle. And he continued just eating a palmful of rice every day. And when Ramchandra Puri finally left Puri, then there was a great celebration, and devotees were bringing Lord Chaitanya so much wonderful feast prasadam. So Kaviraj Goswami and Srila Prabhupada, our beloved founder Acharya, he emphasizes this is such a great, one of the final lessons of Madhavendra Puri. That if we please the spiritual master, then we will be blessed and Krishna will bestow love upon us. And if we displease the spiritual master, then Krishna withdraws his mercy from us. And what does it mean to please the spiritual master? It is inseparable from how we please and treat each other as Vaishnavas. When a devotee is criticizing other devotees, Prabhupada said, I have shed buckets of blood for each one of these devotees who have come to this movement. Srila Prabhupada saw our faults as much as anyone did. But still, such a lesson. Madhavendra Puri, in the presence of Srila Ishwara Puri, disappeared from this world, crying in the ecstasy of love in separation from Krishna. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, Radha Krishna, Pranaya Vikrutir Ladini Shakti Atma. He is Radha Bhava Duti Suvalita Nome Krishna Swarupa. He is Krishna in the mood of the loving ecstasies of Radha. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he glorified this mood of Madhavendra Puri and made it. In fact, he fully imbibed, manifest, and revealed this mood to the world. When Lord Chaitanya chanted that same verse of Madhavendra Puri in the ecstasy of separation, Lord Chaitanya went mad. He started crying. crying. He was running, falling, fainting. Lord Caitanya said, or actually Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells, in all of the spiritual and material existence, there are only three persons who fully understand this verse. Srimati Radharani, who spoke it. Madhavendra Puri, who in Goloka Vrindavan is a kalpa briksha, a desire tree, under whom Sri Sri Radha Govinda would perform such intimate loving pastimes. Under this tree, sometimes Radha and Govinda alone, even Sakis and Manjaris were not there. Madhavendra Puri was there to lovingly serve. He may be a kalpa briksha tree, but a kalpa briksha tree that he was chosen by Radha and Krishna to have the highest ecstasies of the Mahabhava of the gopis. Radharani, Lord Chaitanya, and Madhavendra Puri were only three who could understand this verse. And here is Ishvara Puri. He is the person right there for so many months on the bed with his guru rendering service. Madhavendra Puri had many of the most celebrated acharyas as his disciples. Advaita Acharya, who is Mahavishnu, Sadashiva, Paramananda Puri, who was Uddhava, Nityananda Prabhu, who was Balaram, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who is Brishabhanu Maharaj, the eternal father of Sri Radhika, Brahmananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati. There were so many great devotees, countless, who were the disciples of Madhavendra Puri. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to glorify this pastime and these principles, he personally accepted Ishvara Puri as his guru, and did not openly reveal his mission of the Sankirtan mission until he got an order from Ishvara Puri. He did not manifest his ecstatic love for Krishna in the move of Radha, which was the internal reason he incarnated as Mahaprabhu, until he was initiated by Ishvara Puri. This is described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it's given more detail in the Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. While Nimai Pandit was still in his pastime of being a scholar of Sanskrit grammar and not really externally taking interest in a devotional life, devotees were praying and crying to Krishna, please make Nimai a devotee. We love him so much. But he's just always talking about all these academic subjects. We want him to taste the sweetness of Krishna's name. But during that time, Advaitacharya, he was one day worshipping his deities. And this simple sannyasi, completely unassuming, unannounced, just wandering all alone, he happened to sit outside of Advaita's temple, Madan Gopal. And as Advaita was worshipping, he looked back at the sannyasi and he thought, by the way he was dressed, that perhaps he's a Dvaitavad. He just seemed to be a very simple, poverty-stricken, wandering sannyasi sitting there. But something looked special in the heart of Advaita. And then Mukunda Das began to sing the glories of Krishna from the Srimad Bhagavatam. He uncontrollably entered into a state of ecstatic love for Krishna. That ecstasy of love that Madhavendra Puri infused within his heart and empowered him to give to the world, it manifested. And as soon as Advaita Acharya noticed his ecstatic loving symptoms, he just cried. His limbs trembled. At that moment, by seeing his love for God, Advaita Acharya understood, this is my God brother, Ishvara Puri. And he came out and embraced him. And from that day, Advaita Acharya and Mukunda Das and Haridas Thakur and all of the devotees, Srivas and his brothers, they all celebrated the great Ishvara Puri, the foremost disciple of Madhavendra Puri, has come to Navadvip. One day, Ishvara Puri was walking on the sand along the bank of the river Ganges. And he happened to see Lord Gauranga, Nimai. And Nimai Pandit was walking. And when he saw this great Vaishnav sannyasi, Nimai, even though he may have been hiding his true glories, he was always exemplary in his culture and his respect. He bowed down to Ishvara Puri. And with great humility and folded hands, he greeted him. And Ishvara Puri, who was very elder, Nimai was still a teenager, he asked, you know, please tell me who you are, and I see you're a teacher. What do you teach? And Lord Chaitanya introduced himself and invited Ishvara Puri, please come home with me. Let my mother cook lunch for you. And Ishvara Puri went to the house of the yoga pit. And there Satyamata eagerly, ecstatically cooked prasad and offered it to the deities and offered it to Ishvara Puri. And Lord Gauranga himself served it. And Ishvara cooked for the whole day the names and the glories and the pastimes of Krishna. Ishvara Puri decided to stay for several months in Navadvip. He was invited to the house of Gopinath Acharya. And there, he was completing a book that he wrote, the Sri Krishna Lilamrita. Gadadhar Pandit met with Ishvara Puri. Gadadhar Pandit, from his very birth, was the personification of humility, sincerity, renunciation, and devotion. He simply loved Krishna always. And there was no greater pleasure in his life than to serve the devotees and hear and chant the glories of the Lord. Ishwara Puri was so pleased with Gadadhar Pandit that he took him like his own son. And every day Gadadhar would spend so much time with Ishwara Puri. And Gadadhar Pandit was for many years was one of Nimai's closest, most intimate friends. Even though they would sometimes argue about what they wanted, Gadadhar would only talk about Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya would always challenge him to philosophical debates. But still, they just had irresistible love for each other. So Lord Chaitanya, after meeting Ishwara Puri and serving him lunch prasad, every day he would go to spend some time with Ishwara Puri at Gopinathacharya's home. At that time, one day, Ishwara Puri said to Lord Chaitanya that you are such a great scholar of grammar. I would like you to correct the mistakes in my book. And then he handed the manuscript to Nimai. And that's really trusting Nimai, because in those days there were no Xerox copies or, you know, hard copies or soft copies. You know, there was one copy in the entire universe, and if that's gone, then all that you've spent your time writing is gone. You have to start over again. So he wanted to give the only copy of his manuscript, which he's been working on, his heart and soul, the Sri Krishna Lilamrita. Please take this and correct the mistakes. And Nimai, who at that time loved to argue with devotees, he said, in the presence of Ishwara Puri, he was so humbled. He said, I cannot do this because you are a pure devotee who loves Krishna, and therefore whatever you write is with love for Krishna. And therefore, in Krishna's eyes, every word of this manuscript is perfect. And even if there is grammatically or materially any form of mistake, Krishna sees it as perfect. And anybody who finds a mistake in the loving offering of a great devotee is making an offense. A person may say Vishnaya, but actually the correct Sanskrit grammar way of saying that is Vishnave. But for Krishna, it doesn't make any difference if it is spoken by a great devotee. So there's nothing to correct in your manuscript. Everything is perfect and complete. But Ishwara Puri was very humble, and this is the way great souls are. Great souls consider themselves to be ordinary. And ordinary souls consider themselves great sometimes. Ishwara Puri said, no, whatever you're saying about the glorification of a pure devotee, you know, I'm very pleased to hear you glorifying the path of bhakti, but still, you know, I know I've made a lot of mistakes, and to make this manuscript appropriate for people to read, please take it and correct it. So Lord Chaitanya did that. And at one time, Lord Chaitanya, he actually pointed out an apparent mistake. He said, you have used the word atmanedapadi, but actually it should be parasmaipadi. Um, So Ishwara Puri just heard it. Lord Chaitanya corrected it. And then the next time Lord Chaitanya came, Ishwara Puri, he said, I've been meditating on what you told me. And actually, Atma Nepadi is correct. What I said originally should be changed back. Now, here is Nimai Pandit. He conquered Keshav Kashmiri in debate. He conquered the greatest of all philosophers in the planet, the world champion debater. Even to great devotees and to the most powerful scholars of Navadvip, Nimai never, ever lost an argument. Impossible. To Keshav Kashmiri, when he was defeated, he was completely bewildered, and Goddess Saraswati appeared to him in a dream and said, whatever I know, I've received from Nimai. He is the Supreme Lord. He's the source of all knowledge. He's the source of everything that exists. Go and surrender to him. That's the only way I'll be pleased with you. But here in the house of Gopinathacharya, Nimai accepted defeat from his Guru Maharaj. I'm just remembering when Srila Prabhupada first met 100 years ago from this year at Ultadungi Junction Road in Calcutta, when he first met his Guru Maharaj and was given this instruction, take the message of Lord Chaitanya to the whole world in the English language. You are an educated young man. Srila Prabhupada explained that, you know, first we need independence. We should support Gandhi's movement first. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained the eternal need is Krishna consciousness. All the problems of this world and all the greed and all the fighting and all the exploitation and all the suffering and birth, old age, disease, and death are all due to this bodily conception. We are eternal souls. We are part of God. To serve Krishna and to love Krishna is the most urgent need under every circumstance. Because this world, everything's always changing. So, Srila Prabhupada would love to tell us that I was very happy to be defeated by my Guru Maharaj. Lord Chaitanya, in his parampara, he was happily defeated by Ishwara Puri. After some time, Ishwara Puri left Navadvip. Sometime later, after Lord Varanga's father passed away, Jagannath Mishra, Lord Chaitanya decided to go to Gaya, because at that time he was a grihastha. He went to Gaya to perform the pinda, the shraddha, for the spiritual well-being of his father and ancestors. This pastime is so important. How Lord Chaitanya just orchestrates things to give lessons, and how important it is that we are attentive to the lessons that he's stressing again and again. He's Nimai Pandit. He has so many students. He's already gone to East Bengal, which is now Bangladesh, and he made thousands of students. And he's come back to Navadvip, and he was the most celebrated, most famous, most honored scholar and teacher in the world. He had already defeated Keshav Kashmiri. And now he's taking some of his leading students along with him to Gaya. And on their way, they're walking. And there was a Brahmin. There was a devotee. There was a devotee. He wasn't so well educated or anything like that. And Nimai's students were very extraordinarily brilliant. And one of the students ridiculed this devotee. Lord Chaitanya, or Nimai at the time, suddenly he got, or actually after some time, he got a high fever, a burning fever. His students were so worried. Will he even live through this fever? Nothing they did could bring down that fever. And Nimai said, go to that Brahmin devotee. Go to that devotee. Wash his feet and bring that water back to me. So the same devotee that ridiculed, he went back and found, or the same student that ridiculed, he went back to that Brahmin and he washed his feet and brought that water back to Lord Chaitanya, and Nimai sprinkled it and drank it. And immediately his fever went away, as if it never happened before. Such a lesson. And it's such a critical time when he's just going to Gaya. The importance of honoring the devotees. When he was in Gaya, the Vishnupada is there. It's a beautiful story, the history of Gaya. How Lord Vishnu came there to deliver a demon named Gayasura. And Krishna actually stepped on this stone and left a footprint. And that footprint has been worshipped as one of the holiest places in all of creation ever since. So as Lord Chaitanya was sitting in front of this footprint, and the Brahmins and the priests were chanting so many mantras, glorifying the lotus feet of Vishnu, and they were offering garlands, and they were offering water, sacred water, and so many offerings. And Lord Chaitanya was just sitting in great ecstasy, hearing the glories of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And right at that moment, Ishwara Puri came into the temple of Gaya. And upon seeing him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his manifestations of ecstatic love were first revealed to the world. When Ishwara Puri, of course they recognized each other from Navadvip, when Ishwara Puri saw, here is Gauranga. Now, see, Ishwara Puri, in his heart of hearts, he knew all the time who Lord Gauranga was, but still he was playing the pastime. When he saw Lord Gauranga, tears like the Ganga and the Yamuna during a monsoon rainstorm were pouring from his eyes. All the ecstatic symptoms of Mahabhava, of Sri Radha's love for Krishna, were on the body of Lord Chaitanya. And Ishwara Puri, seeing this, was so happy. And Lord Chaitanya, he greeted Ishwara Puri. He fell at his feet. And he said that I have come to Gaya to offer the pinda, the shraddha, for the deliverance of my ancestors. But just by seeing a pure devotee of Krishna, tens and millions of ancestors are immediately delivered. That is the effect of seeing you. all the holy places and all of the creation are present wherever a great devotee may be. Lord Chaitanya cried and begged Ishwara Puri that, please bless me to love Krishna. Please be my guru and initiate me. Ishwara Puri told Lord Chaitanya that they would have the initiation on an auspicious time. Meanwhile, Nimai went to various places of Gaya to perform the ceremonies. And it's very interesting. As a son, as a husband, he performed all of his social duties very, very carefully. After he spent the day performing various pujas, he came back to the room he was staying. Nimai cooked for himself. He cooked rice and vegetables. And, of course, in those days, you cook with wood or cow dung patties. And it was an effort to cook something. You'd get cow dung patties, you'd start a fire, you had to make a little stove, you'd get a pot. After he cooked and offered it to Lord Krishna, when he was just about to eat, after fasting, because he was fasting the whole day, he was doing the ceremonies. Now it's evening. Right when he sat down to eat, Ishwara Puri came to his door and said, "Oh, it appears I have come at the right time." And Nimai Pandit immediately got up and gave him a seat and sat him down and washed his feet and gave him all the prasad. He said, "You please take this." Ishwara Puri said, "There's enough for both of us. You also take. Let us take together." And Nimai said, "No. I want to serve you. This is the real treasure of my life, to please you and to serve you. You please eat all of this. I can easily cook again." And Ishwara Puri cooked. And Lord Chaitanya offered, as Ishwara Puri offered menial services to Madhavendra Puri in Parampara, Nimai offered menial services to Ishwara Puri. He massaged his feet. He fanned him. He fed him prasad. He cleaned up for him. And then came the initiation. Chaitanya Bhagavat describes that Ishwara Puri gave Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya a 10-syllable mantra. And it was at that time that Nimai fully expressed his ecstatic love in the mood of Sri Radha. And that night, the night after he was initiated, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in such a state of spiritual happiness, in separation from Krishna, he decided, "On this very night, I will run to Vrindavan." Madhavendra Puri, when he was leaving this world, he was crying, "Oh Lord of Mathura, how can I be without you? What will become of me?" That seed of love and separation, like the gopis, was implanted in the heart of Ishwara Puri, and Ishwara Puri gave that same seed to Lord Chaitanya. And until Ishwara Puri planted in his heart, although Lord Chaitanya is, he did not manifest it until he rendered menial personal service to his Guru Maharaj. So Nimai just, without telling any of his students, in the middle of the night, he ran out through the forest to Vrindavan. And as he was running, the celestial voice of the demigod spoke, a voice from the sky, said, Nimai, you have descended to this world to establish the Sankirtan movement. You can go to Vrindavan a little later and fulfill all your desires. But for now, return to Navadvip and start the Harinam Sankirtan movement. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took that message as his life and soul. He went back to Gaya. And there's a beautiful story in the Adi Leela where Lord Chaitanya is in Varanasi. And he's been insulted in so many ways by Prakasananda Saraswati, the leader of the Mayavadi sannyasis, and his followers. And on one particular day, Lord Chaitanya went to a home where he was invited along with the sannyasis for prasad. And in this beautiful story, Lord Chaitanya sat at the place where the sannyasis washed their feet. It was a damp place that, you know, you're standing there, you wash your feet and leave it. But Lord Chaitanya sat there. Nobody sits in such a place. And the sannyasis were on a higher platform, and Prakashananda saw Lord Chaitanya was emitting his Brahman effulgence. And those who follow the Advaita school of philosophy, the ultimate goal of their life is the light of Brahma. So Lord Chaitanya knew how to attract his heart. And Prakashananda said, please come and sit with us. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I'm not fit to sit with you. I'm just a simple man. You are all great scholars and renowned sannyasis. And Prakashananda, he came down from the raised platform and took Lord Chaitanya by the hand and respectfully brought him to the higher platform to sit beside him. And Srila Prabhupada explains this beginning of his spiritual life by rendering personal service to him. And it was at that time that Prakashananda Saraswati challenged Lord Chaitanya. You're a sannyasi. You have taken sannyas from Keshav Bharati Maharaj, who's in our parampara. Why do you waste your time chanting and dancing with all these sentimental common people? You should be with us studying Vedanta. That is the duty of a sannyasi. Nimai, his technique of defeating the Mayavadis thoroughly was so perfectly according to what worked. Nimai, he explained the pastime he had with Srila Ishwarapuri in Gaya. He said, when I was with my guru, I asked my guru about studying Vedanta. And my guru told me, you are a fool. you chant the names of Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya said, his guru gave him a verse from the Brihadnaradiya Purana and said, you keep this verse always with you. Hadarnama, Hadarnama, Hadarnama eva kevalam, kalona steva, nana steva, gatir anyata. This verse was given by Ishwarapuri to Lord Chaitanya in Gaya. And he said, you always chant the names of Krishna. Because in this age of Kali, the only way, there is no other way, no other way, no other way to ecstatic love for Krishna than chanting the holy names. And by chanting the holy names, love of Krishna awakens in this heart. Ishwarapuri called it prema parama purushottama. The supreme of all goals of life is to love Krishna. That the Vedas speak of artha, kama, dhamma, moksha, the economic prosperity, and ultimately liberation, moksha. But all these four purusharthas are not even a single drop compared to the happiness one experiences in the limitless ocean of prema or love for Krishna. Make this your only goal. And constantly chant the names of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya took that and then he went out and began to cry and dance. And he thought he was becoming a madman. He went back to his guru, Ishwarapuri, and said, what is happening to me? It seems like by chanting this mantra of Krishna's names, I've become so mad that it's covered all the knowledge of the Vedas. And Ishwarapuri said, this is very good. You have attained the perfection of life. And then Ishwarapuri told Lord Chaitanya, now you constantly chant the names of Krishna and you spread the Harinam Sankirtan movement throughout the world. It was at that moment that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was given the order. And then he went back to Navadvip and established the Harinam Sankirtan movement on the order of Srila Ishwarapuri. And Srila Prabhupada, he describes in his purports in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita how Lord Chaitanya wanted to show us the importance of accepting a spiritual master in parampara. However learned we are, however great we are, Nimai was the greatest scholar. He was born in the highest level of Brahmin families. He was perfectly cultured, totally sinless. And he was the supreme personality of Godhead. But still, he did not display love of Godhead until he took initiation from his guru. Tadvili pranipatina pariprasinasya upadekshanite jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshana. And not only did he take initiation from Ishwarapuri, but he showed us how. By rendering menial service, by constantly chanting the holy names, and by making the order of his guru his life and soul. Actually, when I think of Lord Chaitanya, the example he is teaching in the relationship with his guru, it's almost identical with the nature of Srila Prabhupada's receiving instruction as life and soul in his meeting with his guru Maharaj. And such a lesson it is for each and every one of us. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established the Harinam Sankirtan movement first in the house of Srivas. And then, so many of the common people of Navadvip were longing and yearning to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya was only having kirtans at that time in the behind the closed doors in the courtyard of Srivasangam, where only the purest devotees, the eternal associates of the Lord, were allowed entrance into Srivasangam. Because it was actually not different than the Rasa Leela of Vrindavan. Srivas Thakur is Narada Muni, his brother Parvati Muni. Haridas Thakur is Brahma, the original guru of our parampara. Nityananda is Balaram. And these devotees, they are associates of the Lord. What is their kirtan? How did Lord Chaitanya shower the world with the blessing of kirtan? He staged it at the most difficult time. Briefly, one morning, the innocent people of Navadvip came to Lord Chaitanya and offered him, just simple leaves and sweets and Ganges water, coconuts, just auspicious offerings. And Lord Chaitanya gave them instruction to always chant the names of Krishna. Wherever they were. And they did. The Chankazi sent hundreds of soldiers to beat, to punish, to plunder all their possessions, to imprison anybody who was chanting Krishna's names. It was really a terrorist situation. It was an invasion. These people went back to Lord Chaitanya and said, we're getting beaten, we're getting threatened, we're getting put in jail, this is really dangerous. And Lord Chaitanya then said, today I will come. I will lead the kirtan to the house of Chankazi. Let us see what he will do to me. And under those circumstances, it was the first time that Sri Gauranga publicly danced and chanted in kirtan in the streets of Navadvip. And from that night, it went on forevermore. Harina Nagar Sankirtan, Street Sankirtan, was started by the Lord himself. Nityananda Prabhu was on one side of him, Gadadhar was on another, Advaitacharya was dancing all around, Srivas Thakur and Haridas were singing and dancing. It was in hundreds and thousands, millions of people joined that kirtan. A few years later, there were still some people that were not being caught in the net of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So to reach them, Lord Chaitanya left Navadvip to become a sannyasi. In Katwa, he took sannyas from Keshav Bharati Maharaj and went to Puri. On the instruction of his mother and the devotees, he bathed in Puri. After he took his two-year South India tour, he returned to Puri and was given a place of residence arranged by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Kashi Mishra and King Prataparudra. He was given a room called the Gambira, with a secluded courtyard around his room. great souls were coming to meet him at that time. Swarup Damodar Goswami came. And one day, a devotee named Govinda came to meet Lord Chaitanya. Govinda introduced himself. He said, "I am a disciple of Ishwarapuri. Myself and Kashishwar Pandit, the two of us were rendering personal service to Ishwarapuri. And just before Ishwarapuri disappeared from this world, which is the day we're celebrating today, his disappearance day, just at that time, he instructed myself and Kashishwar Pandit that we should come and spend the rest of our lives rendering personal service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." When Govinda was speaking, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was a great scholar, such a scholar that even sannyasis and scholars from all over the world would come to learn from him. He had just become a devotee before this. He was perplexed. He asked Lord Chaitanya, "According to the Smriti Shastra, a Brahman, what to speak of a sannyasi Brahman, becomes contaminated if they accept service from a sudra. Govinda is from a family of sudras. How is it that the great Ishwarapuri would give initiation to a sudra and would accept him as a personal servant?" Lord Chaitanya, he glorified the path of bhakti, that the great devotees on the path of bhakti, if someone comes to serve a great soul like Ishwarapuri, then they are Vaishnava. They are above Brahmins. Because when Ishwarapuri gives initiation to someone, then they are above all of the mundane rules and regulations of the scriptures. He said, "My Guru Maharaj has given him initiation in Parampara. Therefore, he is worshipable." And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was totally satisfied. And at that moment, Lord Chaitanya lovingly embraced Govinda. And then Lord Chaitanya said, "I have a question for you, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. I've answered your question. Now you please answer my question. Govinda is my godbrother. We're both the disciples of Sripad Ishwarapuri. Not only is he my godbrother, but he was a personal servant of my worshipable guru. How can I accept service from him? I should be serving him. But at the same time, my guru has ordered him to serve me." And Srila Prabhupada in purport describes that among God brothers, God sisters, we are Prabhu. God brothers, God sisters, we never think ourselves better than each other. The fact that somebody is initiated by our guru makes them Prabhu, makes them our master. Srila Prabhupada said, we see every other devotee as a Prabhu and we are Das Das Anudas. That is the mood of a Vaishnava. So Srila Prabhupada said, we should not be anxious to accept service from our God brothers and God sisters. We should honor and respect them. So Lord Chaitanya, he took this very seriously. I cannot accept service from my God brother. But at the same time, my guru ordered him to serve me. What should I do? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he replied that the order of the spiritual master is all-powerful. And it exceeds all other instructions and injunctions. Because he cited Lord Parasaram and his father, Dhammadatmi, of how Parasaram immediately accepted the order of his spiritual master. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, your respect for Govinda is actually in honoring him, following your guru's instruction. Accept him as your servant. And from that day, Govinda became personal servant, doing most menial things for Lord Chaitanya. And Kashishwar Pandit, he was on a pilgrimage at that time, but when he came, he was also, and they would both serve the Lord. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes so beautifully how Govinda not only served Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he served all the devotees. He would serve the Lord's prasad to all the devotees, and the entire Vaishnav community loved Govinda, and Govinda loved them. Everyone wanted to serve Govinda, and Govinda wanted to serve everyone, and this was the culture that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established. One day, Lord Chaitanya went to the birthplace of Sripad Ishwarapuri, Kumarahata. There, he was in such great emotion. This is the birthplace of my Guru Maharaj. Now, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna who takes the role of a devotee by teaching us how to be a devotee by his example. One time Srila Prabhupada described Lord Chaitanya in this way. He said, just like when you're learning how to write the alphabet, your teacher goes through each step of how to write each letter. This is how to write an A. This is how to write a B. Now, the teacher already knows it. Why is she going through the exercise? Because by her going through the exercise herself, she's teaching us how to do it. In the same way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Jagat Guru. He's the supreme guru of all gurus. He knows everything. He's Krishna in the mood of Sri Radha, tasting the highest and sweetest Mahabhava. But yet, he takes the role of a devotee to teach us by his example how to be a devotee. And even though at times he would sit on the throne of Vishnu and accept the worship of his devotees and even reveal his various incarnations to the devotees, on an ordinary basis, he was in the mood of a servant of a servant of a servant. He would wash the clothes for his devotees. He would carry loads for his devotees. He would touch the feet of his devotees. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's just teaching by his example all of these wonderful principles. When he was in Kumarahata, he collected the dirt from the ground. And with his own cloth that he was wearing, he made a bag out of that cloth and put a large handful of that dirt in that cloth and wrapped it up. And every day he would eat a little portion of that dirt from Kumarahata. And Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes when Lord Chaitanya would taste that dirt, he would cry in ecstatic gratitude. That this, because this is coming from the birthplace of Ishvara Puri, this dirt is the treasure, the wealth, and the glory of my life. This dirt is my very life and soul. And he took a portion every day. Since that story has been revealed, since the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, people go to Kumarahata to collect the dirt. Not only to eat it, but to put it in little bags and take it home with them. And because so many millions and millions of Gaudiya Vaishnavas have taken dirt from that exact place where Lord Chaitanya took the dirt, it became a huge hole in the ground. And when a monsoon came, it filled the hole with water. And ever since then, it's a beautiful lake. And devotees go on pilgrimage from all over the world to honor Lord Chaitanya's pastime in Kumarahata. A few days ago on Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada's disappearance day, the devotees in Calcutta inaugurated the temple at Ultadanga Junction. And after that ceremony, so many of the devotees went to Srila Prabhupada's birthplace, which has now been developed by our devotees in Calcutta. And we just owe them so much effort. Dairam Prabhu, Radharaman Prabhu, Ananga Mohan Prabhu, Chaitanya Bala Prabhu, all these Dauji Kri Prabhu, all these devotees, so many have worked so hard to acquire these places and to develop them. Yes, we could all go to Calcutta. We could go to that very same jackfruit tree. The same tree is there where Srila Prabhupada was born, and we could collect that dirt. but we have to be careful that it doesn't become a big lake because we don't have so much space there. How we honor Srila Prabhupada. How we honor Vaishnavas. And once again, we show our honor to the devotees and we please our gurus and Krishna by honestly and earnestly being well-wishers to others. It has been a difficult year. Just our Radha Gopinath congregation and congregations all over the world hundreds of devotees, hundreds and hundreds, more than I've ever seen in a single year in the world. I mean, Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, Nite Chaitanya Swami Maharaj, Yasomati Nandan Prabhu, Ranga Devi, Mahaprabhu Prabhu. There's just so many. A few days ago, Bali Maharaj Prabhu, Madhusudan Prabhu. Literally several hundred devotees have passed away. Rasa Bihari Prabhu. And the grieving of their families and friends, the loss to our movement, the grieving of disciples, it's quite insurmountable. Yes. And while we're grieving the losses of so many deaths and so much suffering of grieving ones, Bamsidhar Prabhu recently has left us. For so many, there's lockdowns. We haven't been able to congregate together. We haven't been able to travel to the holy places or even go to our temples. And so much sickness. Thousands of devotees become ill. What to speak of our relatives in the world? It's been such a hard time. And now, the fighting that's taking place in the Ukraine. Among the dearest, most sincere, pure-hearted, exalted, and wonderful devotees in the entire world are devotees in Ukraine. I was seeing Achyutapriya Prabhu here, and Prajagopal Prabhu, and other devotees I'm seeing. His Holiness Niranjan Maharaj has given his life and soul there. His Holiness Bhakti Vaibhav Maharaj. The temple and the community in Kiev and the other cities in Ukraine are among the most thriving, deeply devoted, exemplary Vaishnav communities in the world. And now they're surrounded by bombs, tanks, gunfire, fires, death. Bhajahuremana Srinandanandana, we have solace that the complete shelter of Srila Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and Radha Madhava's mercy are fully there for those devotees. But as a Vaishnav community, we deeply feel for the bodies and the emotional feelings of other Vaishnavas. Let us pray. Let us offer this kirtan we are about to have to all these devotees in the face of struggle, in the face of hardship. And let us pray for all living beings who are suffering within this world. Advaitacharya, he was crying for every suffering soul. Sitting on the bank of the Ganges, Advaitacharya could see past, present, and future. He could see all these wars. He could see these pandemics. He could see all this conflict among people. And he was praying, Krishna, Radharani, come to give your holy names to all these people. And Mahaprabhu came. And Srila Prabhupada fulfilled. And Srila Prabhupada, the servants of the servants of Srila Prabhupada has come to share this message. Everyone in this world is facing death. Everyone in this world is facing unexpected suffering and miseries. As a community, we are there to help as well-wishers each other in every way we can. And I was told in our temple in Kiev in Ukraine, some of the brahmacharis, they could have found safe places, but many grihastas, they took shelter in the temple, and the brahmacharis wanted to stay there to serve them and to be there for them. A friend in need is a friend indeed. Suradam Sarvabhutanam. Krishna is the supreme well-wishing friend of everyone. And as devotees on every level, let us make every type of sacrifice through our prayers and through our words and actions in every way to be well-wishers. Praying for and offering services for the health, the safety, the happiness, and the blessings of the Vaishnavas. In a few days it will be Gaur Purnima. Let us prepare for this holy day in this spirit. I thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for taking us to a wonderful tour, a wonderful insights on the personality and the pastimes of...
Rama, your mouth is moving so nicely, but no words are coming. Oh, no, my speaker was off. Can you say it again? I'm sorry. I don't know what you said.
Maharaj, I'm saying that thank you very, very much for taking us on a wonderful tour and giving us a deep insight into the life and personality of Sripad Ishwarpuri. It is a wonderful way to really embark on the journey of Gaur Purnima in the next 20 days or 19 days. So thank you very, very much, Maharaj. And at this point in time, Maharaj, as you mentioned, can we have Kirtan, Maharaj?
We can. But I am going to beg from the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas. I'm seeing Tridas Prabhu and Krishna Loka Devi from Italy. My obeisances are for you. I would like to beg Kamagiri Devi, perhaps Columbus, Ohio. Amazing. If you will allow me to escape for hopefully less than 1 minute, and then I will return. No need for details, but I'm being called at this moment. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasyatyate Shatharine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Srivasadi
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Vrinda
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sivasita Gadadhar Sivasade Ramatavinda
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Jai Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jai Gaura Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo.
కల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ బృందకి
థ్యాంక్ యూ వెరీ మచ్.
థ్యాంక్ యూ వెరీ మచ్ మహారాజ్ ఫర్ యువర్ వండర్ఫుల్ అసోసియేషన్ అండ్ does your schedule allow Maharaj for any interactions with devotees? Whatever is your...
I will hear but not speak. you can call on anyone you like to speak, Sri Dhamma Prabhu, and I will be happy to listen.
Sure, Maharaj. It's a difficult task. Raj Gopal Prabhu, are you there? Uday Priya Prabhu, are we on the Zoom meeting now?
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Can you hear me? Hare Krishna.
Yes, Raj Gopal Prabhu.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Jai Guru Maharaj, dear devotees, please accept our very, very humble obeisances. We have a nice time here. Thank you for your absolutely beautiful association, for your beautiful prayers. So, we are really very, very happy to be with you online. And what can I say? I saw Achyuta Priya Prabhu left, actually. I would like him to speak, but if